think 2-0, clean sheet. Thought we were the better team. Thought we played the better football and had lots of control in the game. Norway, you know, have done really well to get over a tough group and to get to the knockout stages. And you can see why. Play with a lot of spirit, play with a lot of organisation and togetherness. So we had to be ready. And I thought we dealt with what Norway had to throw at us. But our game plan was very much about making it like an England game. We wanted to play with a ball, we wanted to dominate possession. And ultimately that's what we did, and we got the goals from it as well. So clean sheet, two goals. They're always tight games once you get to these stages. We've been here before, or certainly the staff has. And, you know, fine margins, you know, go try and get them in your favour.
Do you feel today was really the day the team clicked in the way maybe they didn't in the group stage?
Well, I thought we played well in the first two games. Played some really good football, and we were really pleased with the momentum we were starting to pick up. Obviously, the result against Switzerland wasn't what we were after, and parts of the performance was. But when we reflected on it, you know, as we said after the game, we still could have scored a handful, creating chances and not playing that well. But we took whatever we're learning from the tournament into today, and yeah, we controlled the game, deserved to win.
Is it the best you've played? I hear what you're saying, but was it the best you've played in the four games?
Clean sheet, two goals, controlling the game with the ball, playing our way. Yes, I would say it was Italy was a good second half performance. We were really good in the second half against a really good Italian team. And I really liked how we were against Israel in terms of the occasion. You know, it's the first UEFA finals experience, home nation, big crowd, it's Chesterfield. So I was really pleased with how we handled that, because you're looking at many things with the boys. You're not just looking at the obvious, you know, the football that you play in and, you know, the individual. You're looking at how they handle the occasion, how they manage games, decision making and character, personality, all that sort of stuff. So we've had some great returns from the tournament so far. But to answer your question, you know, yeah, I did like our performance today, and I thought we were good for the semi-final spot.
Any preference for Thursday, Netherlands or Pickle?
No, not really, because I think if you play either game, you'll get another experience. You know, not just a semi-final experience, but there's obviously, you know, it's a exciting game, isn't it? You know, England versus the Netherlands, but so is England versus Ireland. You know, I think that people will want to come and watch that. The players will certainly want to play. However we do in this tournament will be about what we do. You know, control of controllables. We're only in control of our own performance. So whoever we play, you know, we'll be ready. That's for sure.
You've been to a couple of bigger stadiums in this tournament. Obviously, today the players had to adapt to a different stadium, different pitch. Mm. How much have you enjoyed coming back to Burnley? How pleased were you with how they adapted?
Yeah, brilliant. What was the attendance? I'm not sure. Brilliant. You know, Sunday, you know, people didn't fire. You know, we didn't know we were qualified until a few days ago. So for people to come and put 5,000, brilliant support from the FA with publicising, brilliant support from UEFA, but equally, you know, really grateful to the public for coming and supporting the boys. And, you know, as I said, one thing you don't get in these tournaments, apart from going to India where you get 66,000, is crowds. And we've played in front of, I think, minimum 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. And it's really important for the boys' development, because everything that we do, we want it to be as close to what it might look like in the future. And, you know, for 5,000 people to turn up on a Sunday afternoon when there's Premier League football live on telly is fantastic. We're really grateful, and hopefully they're happy with what they saw.